Hello, radio listeners. This is Alexis Baum. You know me as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today we've been shining spotlights all day long, but not audio ones. AB Sees Who?
Hi, I'm Marcos.
And?
Hey, I'm Miguel.
And?
I'm Donna.
And?
Cassandra.
And?
Hi, I'm Brian.
And we are Broadway Unlimited! And what have we been doing here all day?
We've had two showcases for 66 children.
And they were ages 8 to 18, so young adults. And very talented ones. We're here at, what theater are we here in? The Marjorie Dean Little Theater.
In New York City. And they all auditioned to be in the program. And they rehearsed for only 4 days, learned the whole show.
And this person I'm talking to you is the one whose dream it was to do this program, like a little dream of yours in 2019. Do you want to tell the origin story of this program?
Well, I had an idea for this program in 2002, but it was not time. But I always thought I would do it someday, something like this. And then when I was doing Wicked is when I actually saw the whole curriculum. I saw the whole thing in my head. And then I was like, oh, but I haven't really worked with kids. And then I actually got asked, once I had my son in 2016, I got asked to musical direct elementary school stuff with someone. And when I started doing that, I realized I could work with kids. And then, the rest is
history. Do you remember when you called me?
Oh, I called you like 2 weeks before we were about to begin. And I said, we have a problem. We have an organizational problem. But I know you love theater, I know you get theater, and I have this all in my head, and I've been putting it together, but the execution is not working. The execution in the rehearsal rooms, the execution for the show will be, but the inner workings, the mechanics of how it functions, and you were like, this is what I do.
And I'm like, I'm coming in from Singapore, so that's what I did in 2019, and then I met all of you, right? So Marcos, what was that like, that first 2019, do you remember back then?
Man, I do, it was awesome. I remember working with Donna at the elementary school, and she told me, Radbird, she's telling me, I'm working on a summer program, I don't know what I want you to do in it, but I want you to be in it, and I said, I am all for it, of course. She told me the name of it at the time. We said, I'm awesome. Awesome. I have you be a camp leader. I said, great. And I started. It was amazing. I felt like it was home. It was so beautiful. It was community. It's what I tell the parents now. It was building community, having this place that we can come back to every summer and just geek out over theater. And it's different when you know you do theater. But when you do it in an intensive program, you know, you see the people, it's audition-based. They want to be here. They put in that effort. And it's great to see people who love theater for what it is and not being, oh, I have to do this because it's an after-school program or something like this. These people are committed, and that's what I loved about it.
It is definitely intensive. Miguel, you got wrapped into the intensity, I think, same year, right?
Yeah. Yes,
and you're back
year.
Again, what, now we're 2026. Yes. You're back in your first year, 2019.
And it feels great. It feels also, it's great to see how the program has evolved to how much more organized and intentional.
Because of Alexis.
No, this is not about Alexis. But, no, but you have a unique perspective, because how many years you were off for maybe 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
And now it's you're back, returning.
And it's evolved so much. It's
what
evolved.
Would you say is
it's
so
more,
different?
It's more efficient, I feel like. And with efficiency comes more time for the kids, which is the best part. And yeah, just overall, it's just amazing. It's great exposure for the kids, so that's the best part.
And thank you for all the peach snapple you've supplied me. I haven't drank it in like 5 years.
I was a showrunner.
You didn't even know you were going to do that, but that's how it works here. It was like, Miguel, you're also going to be our driver. You're also a cameraman.
I needed a break. I needed to breathe. And also, the team leaders were doing a showcase, and I had to sneak out, so that was a perfect excuse.
So that you got out of being able to do a showcase for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was a favorite moment for you this week?
Favorite moment for me was, I think the showcase. Honestly, the showcase. Seeing it all come together. Seeing it all come together was just amazing. And also, it ran really smooth, too, in the back.
It really did. It seemed, in the back, you never know.
But it was smooth. It was. Everybody was on deck. You know, everybody was great. It was amazing.
Yeah. And you had the unique vantage point because you were the one of us that got to watch it from the inside.
Yes.
Taking video. And you can see all that.
If you guys see any nice pictures online,
it was you.
It was probably me.
And they can see that BWAY Limited.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's our TikTok, Instagram. These guys have been doing the TikTok.
BWAY Unlimited.
Yes. I'm getting it all goofed up. Okay, we're moving to Cassandra, who's also one of our originals, our OG little keeper. So, Cassandra, what was it like for you?
It's the best experience. I look forward to this every summer. I actually met Donna when I was 14 years old, so it was really great to get to work with her as I got older. So this is just the best part of my summer.
And we know it because you post about it all the time. And you
I do.
And you're always in charge of our youngest group.
Yes, that's
because
true.
You work so well with children.
She's going to be a kindergarten.
Okay, so tell me that. What's the story there?
So I started subbing when I was in 2022. I started subbing at schools. I knew I wanted to be a teacher, but I didn't know for what grade until I stepped into a kindergarten classroom, and I was like, that's it. So I'm actually back in school right now getting my master's in elementary education.
And how do you feel like your theater experience plays a role in your kindergarten teaching experience? What do you think?
I mean, having a theater background absolutely helps with music and getting them to act out stuff. It's really fun, and I absolutely love every minute of it.
I can't wait to hear what you bring into your kindergarten classroom.
Well, I should be finished with my master's sometime next year, by this time next year.
All right, we'll check back then. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. And Brian, last but not least, you play a very unique role, and I shouldn't say role. You have a unique perspective on this program, and you can tell us why.
So I auditioned for Broadway Unlimited about 5 years ago for the first time. My mother showed me a Facebook post about Broadway Unlimited and said, you know what, you should try this. You know, you just started theater. I started theater my freshman year of high school. I'd never done it before in my life. I had never done it before. I was a competitive hip-hop dancer growing up.
What? We didn't even know this!
I grew up doing competitive hip-hop, and then I transitioned into...
I'm going, why was he not doing the cabaret?
And then I transitioned and I tried it, and I the room was fantastic. Meeting Donna and Alexis and Charles and Javi, which is one of
our musical director
and Javi, one of our voice coaches. They were also wonderful. And my first year there, I met so many amazing people, and I was like, I need to do this again. And so then I continued until my senior year of high school, and then I thought my journey with Broadway Unlimited was over, and I had to watch on the sidelines. And then I got a wonderful message from Ariel and from Donna asking if I wanted to be a counselor. And I was overjoyed because I wanted to give the kids that were doing it the same kind of experience that I had, because I don't think without this program that I would have been able to do college musical theater. I don't think I would have been able to do it as a BFA. And so I hope to give it back to the kids, because that's really what this is all about. We're prepping them for hopefully a future in this, and if not, just to have a really amazing time.
Wow. Well, we're so happy to have you, Brian.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be
here. You're one of my favorites.
Oh,
thank you. It's just lovely to see you grow up. That's one of the things I get to be privileged to do, is to see people like yourself go from that first year and come in. And now I'll never forget you telling me, last year when you became that counselor, or we call it group leader, and you're like, all of a sudden kids came to me to go to the bathroom, and I was like, oh wait, I was the kid that was asking to go to the bathroom, and now I'm the counselor.
I was the kid talking in the back of the room and getting yelled at, and now I'm yelling at kids. It was so weird, but it's so incredible to do it, because it's so nice to see the seeing the kids flourish, and then realizing that's what people saw in me, and being able to give that back is such an amazing experience, and it's just wonderful.
Thank you for paying it forward. Thank you to everyone from Broadway Unlimited for making my week back in my hometown of Fairlawn and in New York, New Jersey area fun every time.
Shout out to New Jersey.
I eat tons of Trevino's pizza, bagels.
He's an 18 and up program, so he could be in.
All right, you heard it here. 18 and up, coming soon. You heard it here.
Audition right now.
Yes. All right, go for it. Can we hear a little something for the radio?
What are you singing?
You better sing.
Come on, can you rap?
Give us a little something. All right, we're going to do one little impromptu thing here. Reda, what are we doing? Just sing. Start. Start. Just do it on the... All right, he's got the...
Unlimited.
In the greatest city in the world.
Unlimited. That's what we are. Broadway Unlimited.
That's what we are.
Broadway Unlimited. Look. We're just done with the show, because we're about to go home. Down with the show, cause about to go home.
About to go home.
About to go home.
About to go home.
Look. We're done with the show, cause about to go home. About to sleep in my bed, about to go all home. Marcus, take it over, cause I got no more.
I'm not a rapper. You wanna claim you're a rapper, go ahead.
Unlimited, that's what I am. Like Alphabet, that's what I am.
Oh, he's trying to get Donna to sing.
That's what I am, said Fiero. I promise, no good deed will I do again. Donna,
I promise. No good deed would I do again. Unlimited. Unlimited.
Gotcha. You want to do that, so.
All right. You heard it here on ABC Jew.